Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Before the rant, like always, get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Get at me on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Get at me on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, speaking of real, baby, week 17 of the NFL Rewind. Are you kidding me, people? We only got one more week in the regular season. I can't freaking believe it. But, yep, we're here, and big games upon us, as we know. Man, oh, man, the Cincinnati Bengals, they get it done over the Chiefs today. Patrick Mahomes gets outdone by Joe Burrow and the boys. Unbelievable what happened there. They've got themselves an AFC North Championship division for them. The Bengals, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am. The Titans, they got a huge victory. And guess what? Things are going through them right now in the AFC. So we'll see how that all plays out. But the Colts, they kind of dropped the ball a little bit because the Raiders, they figured out a way to get a big-time victory and keep their hopes alive. The Patriots, bam, they came alive. The Buccaneers, I'll tell you what, man, they got lucky as all hell. Antonio Brown, dude, what's up, my man? Holy cow, you lost it. It's crazy. It's insane, but sooner or later, it was about to happen. The Eagles get a big one. I like that because I like Jalen Hurts. Think they've done a great job of tailoring that offense around him. The Rams, what a crazy win that was over the Ravens. Now, them and the Cardinals neck and neck into the last week. You got to love that. Packers doing what they do to the Vikings. So much to talk about. The 49ers win for them. Oh, my goodness. I'm Andy Dorf. Ton to get into here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line. Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's Aleko.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24, the sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Palio Restaurant has been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there is no surprise that it's been voted best overall restaurant in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio has been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in 4 distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays, reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today. That's paliosf.com, paliosf.com.
And hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America, week 17 of the NFL Rewind. I can't believe only going to be doing this one more week of the regular season, and obviously I'll get you through the postseason, but holy cow, man, week 17 did not disappoint. That's going to get you those scores in just a moment. Got to remember to give you the vitals. Get at me a couple few different ways. You can always holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. And then always IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, let's run through the scores, people, so we can get you caught up on all the action. Buffalo Bills 29-15 over the Falcons. Bears beating the Giants 29-3. The Bengals getting a big victory. Ja'Marr Chase was all world, man. Dude was absolutely ridiculous. I'm mad at myself because I didn't play him for my fantasy team. Oh, boy. 34-31, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been absolutely hot as hell, but they needed to cool down because, quite frankly, a loss might be okay right before the postseason. Titans 34-3 over the Dolphins, who were also extremely hot. But you know what? Sooner or later, you're going to run into something. And the Titans have just impressed me. So impressive win from them. Impressive how now things are going through them. They have the number one spot in all of the AFC. Raiders 23-20 over the Colts. That was huge, man. Keeps their hopes alive as far as it goes in the AFC. Both those teams still going to be battling it out the last week. So you got to love that. Patriots, they had a great game, man. Putting up 50 points. Mac Jones looking solid. They beat the Jags 50-10. So what a nice victory for them. They're in the postseason as well, by the way. Got to like that. Bill Belichick does it once again with a young kid. Buccaneers, they stole one today, people. I'll tell you what. Man, oh, man. Craziness, too, because Antonio Brown, we'll get to that. Believe me, we'll get all into that in the next segment and then on, and so on and so forth. But 28-24 final there. Jets did their best job to literally give this football game to Tampa Tom and the guys. I'll describe it later, but fourth down, that's all I can say. Coaches, once again, making bonehead decisions, like always, each and every week, is, again, the theme. Eagles 2016 over the football team from Washington. And I'll tell you what, those Eagles, man, they just keep winning football games. And Jalen Hurts keeps doing it. I like it. They've tailored that offense around him. Rams get a victory over the Ravens 2019. That was a wild one because Rams probably shouldn't have gotten away with it, but they did. Chargers 34-13. They beat the Broncos. They're still alive in the AFC. AFC, a lot to be decided in that final week. 49ers 23. The Texans 7. Cardinals get a nice victory after a lot of losing for them. Let's be honest, man. They've been really, really bad the last few weeks of the NFL season, and they finally got themselves a much-needed nice victory over the Dallas Cowboys. 25-22 final there. Saints 18, Panthers 10. Seahawks, another big number, 51. Lie-downs 29. The Green Bay Packers doing what they always do against the Minnesota Vikings, and they're just crushing and cruising through that division. Let me bring you up to speed on the standings as far as we know in the NFL at this moment in time. And again, I'm going to have some news for you on division leaders and winners and things like that. Okay, so here's the way it goes in the AFC East right now. Buffalo and New England, they're both in the postseason, but who's going to win that division? They're both knotted up at 10-6. Both have games next week to play, obviously, and we'll see how things decide themselves on the football field. As far as the division goes, Buffalo in first because they're 4-1. New England Patriots 3-2. So I'll have to see who they both play. I'll look into that in a moment, but just getting you caught up. Miami 8-8. New York Football Jets doesn't make a difference, but they're 4-12. Cincinnati Bengals, they've won that division. Kudos to them. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase. This is legit, people. I've been talking about Joe Burrow and this kid, Jamar Chase, that I think these two guys are going to be really good for a long time in the NFL. 10-6 for them. Baltimore at 8-8. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, they're going at it Monday night. We'll have to get to that later. Tennessee Titans, they've got the AFC South now. They're 11-5. So as it stands right now, they do hold the number one spot in the postseason in the AFC over the Kansas City Chiefs. Tennessee 11-5, Colts 9-7. Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars, they're both eliminated. Let's not talk about them. Kansas City Chiefs, they're in 11-5. Chargers, they're 9-7. Raiders, 9-7. Broncos now 7-9, and they are eliminated. So still in contention, the Chargers. Still in contention, the Raiders. Still in contention, Baltimore. This is insane, man. It's going to come down to the last week. But Baltimore needs help. Pittsburgh's going to need help. All these guys are going to need some help. It's insanity. Okay, let's shift over to the NFC and take a look at that and give you the skinny there. Dallas Cowboys, they did themselves no good, by the loss over the Cardinals in a few different ways, because now they don't have a shot at being the number one seed unless obviously Green Bay Packers really, really stumble. And I don't see it happening because it ain't going to happen. Packers get a victory, it's over. And they did. It's a done deal, man. Green Bay Packers are the best team in all of football, to be honest with you. So they can't lose it, man. They've got it. It's wrapped up. But the Dallas Cowboys really hurt themselves because they move a lot from not winning that football game. So 11-5. Philadelphia Eagles, 9-7, eliminated as the football team and the Giants. NFC North, Packers are just ridiculous, man. Like I said, 13-3 going into that final week. Minnesota now 7-9. They're donezo. Bears donezo. Lie-downs were donezo a long time ago. NFC South, Buccaneers. Okay, let's talk for that a moment here. 12-4. Saints 8-8, hanging on by a glimmer of hope. And the Falcons now eliminated, Panthers eliminated, Rams are in, same with the Cardinals. 49ers hanging on too. They're 9-7. Look, again, a lot to be decided in the final week. I want to look at this, and yes, if the Arizona Cardinals can win, the Rams lose, it looks to me like the Cardinals would win the division based on they have a better record in the division over the Rams. But let's talk a little bit really quickly about what happened there in Tampa Bay with Antonio Brown and the whole disaster with what happened on the sideline. Okay, so it's at the moment, and we've heard now because I've gotten some news and some updates on this. Antonio Brown was asked to go back into this football game by Bruce Arians. He wouldn't do it. He asked him again. He still wouldn't do it. Then AB decides to just go absolutely ballistic and lose it, which is sad on so many levels because you want to see people get a second or third or fourth chance and do some positive things with it. I don't think he comes back from this. I'm sorry, but it's difficult to see how he can come back from something like this. I will get you the playoff picture on the other side as far as who's eliminated, all the goods and bad about that. I'm going to go through analysis. There'll be a ton more about this Antonio Brown situation with how he let his teammates down, especially Tom Brady. These guys, they went to bat for him. And I think there was a lot more going on. Money-wise, just so much going on. So I'll get to it. A lot to discuss. Week 17 of the NFL. Are you kidding me, man? It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
Antonio Brown's not in the building today.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hello, you there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, my late night people. Although I have no idea what time it is for you, everybody, it is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Could be morning, could be afternoon, could be evening. Again, adjust your clocks, just tune in to me. That's all I ever want from you people. And when we're talking NFL football, I love doing it, so jump on board all the time. I start late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, take you into those wee hours. But again, I got no clue what time it is for you, wherever you might be in the world. Get at me a couple few different ways. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, let me give you the real playoff picture as far as I know. AFC picture looks like this. Titans in the one hole, Chiefs in the two spot, Bengals now in the three spot, Bills in the four spot, Patriot the five spot. In the hunt would be the Colts, the Chargers. On the bubble would be the Raiders and the Ravens and the Steelers. Eliminated are a bunch of teams, but that's basically your AFC picture. Your NFC picture looks like this. Packers in the one spot, Rams in the two spot, Buccaneers in the three spot, Cowboys in the four spot. They've gone down two, by the way. They got all the way up to the two spot with what happened for them a week ago. Cardinals, five spot. They've clinched, but they're a wild card at this moment. In the hunt, the 49ers, the Eagles, on that bubble, the Saints, and that's it. So we shall see how week 18 goes, but week 17, baby, it's come, it's gone, it's went, and now it's time for me to tell you what I thunk about what I saw. I saw what I've been seeing for a while. The Green Bay Packers are flat out the best team in all of the NFL. Flat out, no jokes, is what it is. I'm sorry, baby, but get over it, people. Get over it. They're that good. Aaron Rodgers is that good. Can the Bills... Here's the real truth, okay? I think the Green Bay Packers are the best team in all of the NFL. Definitely the best team in the NFC. Tampa has definitely slipped up. This AB thing, the injuries that have already mounted up for them, Tom Brady at times throwing bad balls, but again, having the ability to rebound and make plays and win football games when he shouldn't win a football game. That's what they did against the Jets. All right, let's talk a little bit about that for a moment. What the hell were the Jets doing? Okay, let me break it down because I watched this. I watched so many bad decisions. Again, always have a theme for you people. It is bad decision-making, once again, from so many darn coaches in the NFL. It's the not-for-long league. I'm watching high school football being played all over the place because everybody's going for it on fourth down. Everybody's chasing points from the get-go. And then when you have an opportunity to put your team up by 7 points and make a dude have to go the whole football field to just tie the game. To me, that's what you do. It's a no freaking brainer, man. All right, so let me give you the skinny. Jets 24. Tampa Tom and the guys 20. Jets 4th and 2. And they're on the 9-yard line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm not a rocket scientist. Kick the damn field goal, man. Kick the damn field goal. No. What are you going to do? You're going to outsmart yourself. You're going to outsmart everybody. And you're going to go for it on 4th and 2. And guess what? You're not going to get it. You're going to give the ball back to Tampa Tom. And now Tampa Tom doesn't need to get a touchdown. And who knows? Maybe they would have gone for a 2-point conversion. Who the hell knows, man? Now you don't make Tampa Tom have to go all the way down the field to get a touchdown and tie the game. You give this dude the opportunity to win the damn football game? Are you kidding me? I can't make this stuff up, people. I just can't make it up. And it's real. It's happening on a week in and week out basis. These coaches are killing their teams each and every week. It goes all the way down. I'm seeing terrible coaching decisions each and every freaking week. That's why I keep going back to it, man. Week 1, week 2, week 7, week freaking 17 now. Week 17, man. And we're seeing the same crap. The same crap. Will it continue in the postseason? That's what I'm starting to wonder. Like, are these dudes going to keep doing this crap in the playoffs? Are you going to squander points in the playoffs, you idiots? Are you really going to do that? Because you're costing your team's games. And that's what happened to the Jets. And I'm not even a Jets fan. I just want to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose, for crying out loud. Well, let's talk about that a little bit more real quick. AB, bro, what the hell, man? Okay, so I think the situation was something like this. He needed a few more catches or one more catch to get some bonus cash. I don't know why he wasn't in the game. Bruce Arians trying to get him in the game, doesn't want to go in the game. Caused all kinds of commotion on the sidelines. I'm seeing Mike Evans go over to him and try to talk to him, and then he's got to bail because he knows that that's a bad situation for him. He's got to get lost. All of a sudden, AB takes the shirt off, takes the pads off, throws his wristbands in the stands, and runs off the field, waving the fingers, giving the peace sign. Dude, are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? How many people depend on you, bro? And you just let them all down. You let them all down. And somehow, some way, Tampa Tom and the guys still found a freaking way to get it done. Because that dude's just that good. He's just that good, man. But I'm telling you what, you can't keep doing that to that guy. Because they're going to fall short. I don't think they're as good as they were when they won the Super Bowl. I really don't. The defense gave up 24 points to the Jets, man. The Jets! So I don't – it's the Green Bay Packers, man. That's what I'm saying. It's the Green Bay freaking Packers, man. It's theirs to take in the NFC. If they don't get it done, they got nobody to blame besides themselves, man. Best football team in all of the NFL. And you're going to have it go through you one more time. I talked about the story a little bit last week. The story's looking more and more clear as I keep looking down the path. It looks like we're on that course, even more so. So, yeah, I like the Green Bay Packers, man, and I'm going to keep talking about them because they're really, really good. And just because they beat up on a Vikings team that playing without Kirk Cousins, who – He cost his team games, man. This is what we're learning about people in this day and age. Are you selfish or you're not selfish? And if you are selfish, does it wind up costing your team? And a lot of these stupid coaches have egos bigger than most of the rooms that they can fit the whole damn team in. Bigger than arenas, for crying out loud. These people are in a business all about making good decisions, and they make terrible decision after terrible decision, costing their teams game after game, and maybe even in some cases, making the postseason. So, yeah, I'm riled up a little bit about what I've been seeing for the whole damn year from the NFL. I've seen some great stuff like Jamar Chase, dude. Dude was unfreaking believable. But here's where I'm going to go with that. Like, what the hell were they dilly-dallying around at the end of the game with the Chiefs there, too? Well, let's kind of break that down for a moment. Okay, so Joe Burrow and the guys, they got to get like a foot. And they can't do it for some odd reason. Kansas City exhausts all their timeouts. And then for some crazy reason, the Kansas City Chiefs get a penalty in the end zone. And now it's first down. And they basically, the Cincinnati can sit on it and kick a field goal with no time left. I'll tell you what. And here's where I'm going with this. The fact that you dilly-dallied around, if you paid attention, Joe Burrow wasn't on the field because he got hurt at the end of the game. So I get what they were trying to do. They're trying to keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands. They're trying to keep Patrick Mahomes without having much time. I get it, man. I absolutely get it. But boy, oh boy. Sometimes you just got to put some faith and some trust in your squads. John Harbaugh, bro, by the way, man, that guy, I'm sorry, man, but how many times you going to cost your team? How many times you going to go for it on fourth down and not get it? And then when you do get it, you feel great, so then you get this ego thing going again and you keep going for it. Week 17 of the NFL, baby, it was a lot like all year. I'm scratching my head. I'm questioning what in the hell a lot of these football coaches are doing week in and week out. Because I was always used to the old saying, put the points on the board when you can put them on the board. I have a feeling cooler heads will prevail. They'll do that in the postseason. Gotta take a pause for that cause. I'll be back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, Week 17 style of the NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Week 17 of the NFL Rewind. Get at me, holler at me, please. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so getting back into what I saw on the football field. Like I said, some amazing things, some crazy things, some things that you just never think you're going to see. But once again, you see it because it's the NFL and it stands for not for long. Okay, so I kind of want to get into a few different teams and I want to talk about how I'm feeling about them coming into the postseason. Buffalo Bills. I think what we've learned over the past couple few weeks is you need to keep figuring out ways to put the ball in Josh Allen's hands as much as possible, because he can not only hurt you with his arm, he can kill you with his legs. And we've seen him do that over the past couple weeks. And in Buffalo, where the weather was really, really tough, snowy, you want to be able to run the football. Singletary was great too, by the way. But Josh Allen, just having that ability to run and throw. And I feel like, in a weird way, the best is still yet to come with the Buffalo Bills potentially in the playoffs. And I think that the way that they're going to win football games, to be honest with you, is by having shootouts. Because their defense has been suspect at times against the run. And we know what certain teams are going to try to do against them in the postseason. So I think it's imperative that they continue to see that Josh Allen needs to have the ball in his hands so that he can make plays either with his feet or with his arm, as we all know. But over the past couple weeks, I've also seen that shootouts are more so what they want. They want to put points on the board. They don't want to play a tight, low-scoring defensive game and not have Josh Allen be able to be creative. So I think that the best could still be to come for the Buffalo Bills. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Bengals and the Chiefs. I really like the Chiefs, but I also think, you know what? Their defense has been really good, but they gave up 34 to the Bengals. So where are they really with that defense? Same thing can kind of go for the Bengals. Like you gave up 31. It was good enough, don't get me wrong. But that's a lot of points. Like that's putting a lot of pressure on your quarterbacks to have to go out there and play extremely well and perform late in a ball game when the pressure is extremely high for everybody. The Bengals are they're on the cusp. I think that's where I'm at with them. I don't know if they can get it done this year. Winning the division, that's a step in the right direction for sure. I don't know if the experience is quite there yet. I know that Burrow and Chase, they did it in college. Don't get me wrong. I know, man. I know. But this is a different stage. This is bigger. So I got to see more. But I think they're on the cusp of something which could be spectacular. And I think they're a team to watch for the next several years. The Chiefs, we all know they're a good football team. And we all know that Patrick Mahomes has started to figure things out and play better. But even he, every now and then, he comes up a little short. So I love the Chiefs. I think they're the team to beat. Don't get me wrong. But I also think they're very beatable. Because I don't think their defense is as good as it's been over the past few weeks, but I don't think it's as bad as it was against the Bengals. 34 points is a lot of points. Hard to win football games when your opponent's scoring 34 points. Let's talk Titans for a moment. All right, so they're the one seed. And in all freaking honesty, man, that's impressive as all hell. No Derrick Henry. Maybe they'll get him back for the postseason. If they can get a bye week, holy hell. Like, wow. Absolutely amazing. I think you'd have to give serious consideration to Vrabel for the coach of the year. Really do. Because it could have gone south bad, man. And it didn't. So I really like the Tennessee Titans, man. I also feel like this is a team that's on the cusp. And they're gonna be a really, really tough out. Bengals gonna be a tough out. Kansas City is gonna be a tough out. AFC is gonna be a lot of fun, I think. I think the postseason in general will be a ton of fun. Don't get me wrong. But maybe more upsets could potentially happen in the AFC versus the NFC. Because I don't necessarily see the margin being like the gap. It's not that huge in the AFC, people. Get at me if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. IG, the real Dorf on Sports. But getting back to this, Titans are impressive. Bengals are impressive. The Chiefs have put it together. The Raiders and Colts. Like they're things that the Raiders are. To me, that wow. Like, wow. How in the hell are the Raiders still in the playoff picture, man? You talk about a team, and more power to them, man, for getting that game for John Madden, for crying out loud. That was Raider fashion, man. Taking that thing down to the wire, figuring out a way to get her done. In a really improbable situation. Man, oh man, the Raiders. Whew. I give them a lot of credit. I really, really do. I think they've exceeded all expectations. When you think about it, come on now. So even if they don't make it, I'm telling you right now, I'm impressed. I really am. All right, so let's talk Colts. That might be the game that slipped away. I mean, you got to think you're going to win that football game. Man, week 18 is going to be fun. That's what I'm saying. Patriots, like they kind of weathered the storm a little bit. You know, if they could put up 50 points, for crying out loud, They could be really tough to beat because that defense is stout. We know that defense is hella good. So, yeah, man, I, I, I always think you got to look out for Bill Belichick, of course, right? I mean, the guy's, he's the greatest of all time as far as coaches go. And the Patriots, with a rookie quarterback, they're right back in the mix, man. So, yeah, I think the AFC is – there could be some serious upsets in the AFC. And I don't think it's quite as clear cut and dry. The Green Bay Packers are the best team in football. After that, I don't really know. I really don't. And in the AFC, I really don't know. Well, let's talk Eagles for a quick moment. Because they're not out of this yet either, right? Like, the Eagles are still in it. They're in the hunt. 49ers and Eagles, I think they control their own destiny. I should look and see who some of these teams play in the final week. Because it's going to be a hell of a fight to see who gets those final few spots. And rightfully so. I guess in a weird way, that the extra week is going to come in handy for some teams, right? So, yeah, there's so much more wide open to me in the AFC than it is in the NFC. Like, Green Bay should wind up pulling this off. They should wind up being able to get through the NFC because, once again, it's going through their house. So, hopefully, just hopefully, that they can figure things out enough to have enough to get over the hump. And I'm telling you right now, put points on the damn board, people. Quit playing this stupid analytics game. So tired of how that bails people out of losing jobs. It's a joke, for crying out loud. So, yeah, always give you a theme, and definitely, once again, coaching was definitely to be questioned. Like, what in the hell are some of these people doing? I'm scratching my head. I really, really am scratching my head. In a business that's all about making good decisions and winning games, dudes are costing their team games. Make some sense of it, please. Week 17, man. Week 17. Unbelievable. So much still to be decided in week 18. Week 18. It's coming up. It really is. The NFL season is almost over. We're looking at the postseason, man. It's right around the corner. I say it every week. I say it all year long. So much to discuss, so much to get into, never, ever enough time to get after it the way I really want to. But yeah, man, enjoy what you're watching. Because week 18, they better leave it all out on the table. They better leave it all out on the field. And they better go out and make some serious things happen. Some of those teams that are on the fence trying to get in. Like the 49ers, like the Eagles. You got chances, man. Like the Colts, like the Chargers. I know I got to take a break. I'll do it, man. I get riled up. You know how it is. All right, everybody, come back with the parting shot like I always do. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, week 17 style of the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here with me on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me a couple few different ways. Check me out on Twitter. Follow me there. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, everybody. Can always listen to the show live starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take you into those dark hours of the night. Also do a morning show Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Love talking to you people all day long about sports. You know it. Get at me all the different ways. Told you, the Dorf on Sports on Facebook, the Dorf on Sports on Twitter, the Real Dorf on Sports on IG. Okay, here's the parting shot. Here we are, people, once again. Week 17 has come and gone. My Green Bay Packers have everything right in front of them. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Listen, people, I'm telling you right now, you can't think of a better storyline than what we saw from the offseason with Aaron Rodgers, the disgruntled guy, not being happy in Green Bay, and look at what's happened on the football field. It's absolutely magical, and it's amazing to see what these guys can do. Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers will go down in history as one of, if not the best, quarterback wide receiver combinations in the game. Trust me on that, people. I've seen it enough. This Devontae Adams kid is absolutely all that and a bag of chips. And then you know what? Aaron Rodgers, this guy is the best passer of a football that I've ever seen with my eyes. It all's right in front of the Green Bay Packers. The journey, the path, it's all right in front of you. Let's get it done. For Scott, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. It's the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, everybody. Talk to you next week. Take care.
Rodgers to the end zone. Wide open, Adams.